Thank you, Mr. Graves. Thank you for your testimony. And again, thank you for your past service. Let me just start. I mentioned the census. While it's important that we have accurate data, the federal delay that I think now is being said is several months will cause many states to, it makes challenges for them as they try to meet their constitutional duties on redistricting. So some are already struggling with how to get meaningful public input with a truncated timeline. So if confirmed, will you work to address these state issues and address the accuracy and timeliness of the census?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I absolutely will work on that issue. I will also listen to the experts, the career experts at the department, and not allow politics to impact the accuracy and timeliness of the census.
Thank you. There are several pending fishery disaster determinations for my state, such as Washington Puget Sound coho salmon fishery. They've been pending for years. Senator Wicker and I are planning to reintroduce our bipartisan bill, which is about reform of the fisheries disaster process, including deadlines to ensure that fishery disasters are elevated and declared in a reasonable time frame. Let me be blunt. Our fishermen are tired of waiting, dealing with NOAA on these fisheries. It's taken literally years to receive, you know, the disaster determination, let alone the funding. So we need a solution and we need reform. How will you help turn the tide on what seems like an endless cycle of fishery disaster timing?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You and I have talked about this in the past, and I appreciate how critical it is for the fisheries around the country and especially for the fishing industry. Sustainably managed fisheries are critical to our economy, to our culture, to the fishing industry. I will absolutely work with the career staff at NOAA to make certain that we get these disaster dollars out the door and supporting those communities that are have been most critically impacted by the pandemic and by the challenge to our fisheries.
Well, I'll look forward to working with you and the Secretary in your roles also on salmon recovery and to boost the impacts of salmon caused by, you know, challenges of infrastructure investment and the fact that we need infrastructure for them as well. So, but let me turn to a couple of other things. You know, I mentioned, you know, our export economy and how important it is to the state of Washington. That obviously the department plays a pretty key role. You have people all over the world, really, as U.S. commercial service officers, and you're on the front line. But I think today's anniversary reminds me of how much we need commerce to play a role in the advocacy for safety and standards and open markets. Aviation, as we get out of this pandemic, is going to be a very competitive marketplace, and the United States has to help us in the implementation of this legislation, advocate for these safety standards around the globes and for open markets to make sure that people understand that we want competition. It has to be an open and fair competition. And so you can comment on that, but let me just throw one, I think, because you can take both of these as a question. Yesterday, I think the airlines presented to the White House an idea of some sort of vaccination card. Now, as somebody who's traveled abroad at times and been asked for my yellow fever vaccination card, it's played a key role to tourism in certain nations around the globe. So should we be considering, we have more than 92 million vaccinations, which has been about 18% of the U.S., and I know that we're going to continue to be as rampant as we can in getting the vaccines into people's arms. So, but obviously getting tourism open to other countries at some moment is going to be a pretty key issue. So what do you think of this? What do you think that Department of Commerce should be doing to look at this issue and to further evaluate it?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree that tourism is absolutely critical for our economic growth and our recovery. I believe strongly that we should do all that we can to help ensure that these industries, I know that the airline workers, the pilots, the flight attendants, and all the rest of the airline workers rely on on us making sure that these standards are applied across the globe. And I would certainly, if confirmed, work with the White House, the CDC, the Department of Health and Human Services to ensure that we can get the tourism back on track, get our travel going, and make certain that they have every precaution and that they need, but make certain that the travel is open and that the United States is open for business.
Well, I hope that you'll look at this, and I hope that our subcommittee, Senator Rosen and Senator Scott, will look at both the legislation that Senator Scott and I introduced on helping our airport infrastructure have temperature check architecture. That's pretty standard around the globe. And also have a hearing on this issue of some sort of information that helps us stabilize, at the right point, access to travel markets around the globe. Thank you. Ranking Member Wicker.